Guys, fantastic. So you're part of the Waratahs set up out in Newcastle. Premiers, of course, in Newcastle as well. But you just got sort of lumped in with your mate there, Katrina Barker, to come up and have a bit of a run around here at the Belmore Hotel Scone Sevens.
Yeah, actually been really great. So I've played with those girls in the Aeon series, so just made friendships there. And then I've got a few girls staying from Tanzania. So two of them just come from Tanzania, so they're playing as well. So it's good just coming up and playing in Scone. Bit hot, but that's okay.
It's been a fantastic year, isn't it? The Buildcorp Super W competition has kicked off. New South Wales has won it, and you've been the player of the tournament. I don't know why we don't have a Sharni Williams or Louise Burrows medal for the best player in the tournament, but hopefully that'll be something rectified, next year.
Yeah, no, that'd be awesome thing for the girls, and especially an accolade for all the hard work they put in over the Super W. But I know it's a team effort, so I just try and do the best I can for every girl on that field.
And yourself, what was the transition like in the pre-season there? Because you had to do a whole lot more training, and you got a small heads up. And you're able to win the title, but yeah, just the extra effort you have to do in between work and study and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, no, it was difficult. We were training four times a week in the afternoons and then two mornings. So it was tough, and then playing a weekend game plus working. So, but that's something you got to do. And once you're in a routine, I think it becomes a bit easier. Girls get used to it. So yeah, it was good, and like it was a fun training session. So the season was really good in that regard.
Yeah. Of course, unfortunately, Sydney Uni won the Jack Scott Cup. You got it back from the horse and a mate up there at the Rattery, but again, that competition's going to get bigger and bigger in stature, and one of these days Maddie and Olivia are going to get Southern Districts fired up and we'll take the Jack Scott Cup off you. But another consistent season at Sydney University where they back you to the hilt there in women's rugby.
Yeah, and I think especially this year, Sydney Uni, we were built into the club, so there was some changes there, so we were really built into the club, and the men's club's really got around us. So in that season we had a good platform to work on, and consistency through the whole season was really important for us coming out in the Jack Scott Cup.
Of course, great to see you back in the Wallaroos shirt. The improvement in the Buildcorp Wallaroos has been absolutely huge, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been massive. Just in regards to satellite training, those girls coming together and working hard, it'd obviously be better if we could all be together more often, but that's something that will come in the future. And if we find out we get the World Cup bid on the 14th of November, it's just going to make it an extra step.
Well, you can find out more through australia2021.com.au, and hopefully we'll be in the Hunter at Mayland and also Hunter Stadium. It just means all the teams are going to have to stay together in one place and get on with each other. So it's a bit like the Sevens circuit. But yourself, you've been able to get some study in or do some work, while you've been in this period of actually playing extensively professional rugby without getting paid big slabs of cash?
Yeah, it was tough for me. I'm actually doing my Masters at UNE, plus working full-time and training full-time. So sometimes it was a bit tough, but once we got through that and I got into a routine, it just became what I had to do.
Yeah. Well, you are at UNE and you're part of the UNE Lions. It's always difficult, switching between that 15s and the 7s, because 7s is a different fitness for 15s. And, of course, you've got some fantastic talent there, such as Rihanna Byers and also, of course, Mo McCoy as well from up around that area as well. How do you see the AON 7 series, and should maybe as part of payment for all those girls that are playing it, they get at least a sort of a scholarship of some sort?
I think that is open for that opportunity in regards to university. A lot of the girls that play actually aren't at university though, but yeah, that's a great exposure for the girls, and if they can get any support with university studies, I think it's just going to get better.
Yeah, well, Grace, thank you for your time. Wish you all the best as you go about your work. Of course, fantastic to see you play so well for the Buildcorp Wallaroos and come out of that World Cup experience and just get better and better, and hopefully with a home and away Buildcorp Super W, we might get more success next year as we play more test matches.
Yeah, I think so. Hopefully we'll get at least five next year. So, yeah, if we can get that consistency, I think we will be better leading into the World Cup in 2021.